Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Well, we'd love your help on this one this morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate that. I hate my daughter's best friend, and I could use some serious advice.
Kathleen is firing at all cylinders this morning.
From Farmington.
He's like 9.
Now, Kathleen says, she writes in to us over the weekend and says, so my daughter had a friend over this past weekend. He's a 9-year-old boy. He's incredibly rude and doesn't understand social cues whatsoever. He constantly asks where my daughter's father is, which is complicated. So I've told him before that he shouldn't keep asking about it. When he was at the house, he came into my bedroom. And asked where my husband was and why my daughter doesn't have a dad. I'm just getting to a point where I was so pissed and dumbfounded and have to remind myself he's a 9-year-old kid. He also makes a lot of sexual jokes, and I told him how inappropriate that is, considering my daughter is a girl. When do I tell his mother? Because when I told him to stop with the sexual jokes, he talked back.
Oh.
And I low-key lost it and told him, hey, when an adult tells you something, you say okay, and you don't talk back. This is hard because his mom is going through a ton and maybe getting evicted from her home.
Oh, my God.
She's dealing with so much, which is one reason I've agreed to allow her son to come to our home and play with my daughter. But now it's at a point where I just don't have the patience for him. I could use some real advice here because I feel like the bad guy in this situation. Moose and Breezy, thank you guys again. So much. Talk soon. Okay, 585-252-9800. What would you guys do? Do you deal with it for a couple hours? Stick it, you know, deal with this rude kid? Or do you call his mom and be like, hey, you got to come get him?
Well, it's not going to be a couple hours because he's going to keep coming over. She said that he's her best friend. And honestly, I would be worried that if my daughter continues to hang out with this kid, that she's going to pick up some of his behaviors, and then she's going to transform into a little snot. So
they're young. They'll find other friends. 9.
I mean, maybe, but they're also really, you know, invested in this one friend. It's their best friend, she said. And I think it needs to be addressed with the parent immediately. Immediately.
If this was you, I've always wondered. Like, when your child has a friend you absolutely hate, what's that conversation like with your kid? Do you ever just, are you just super blunt and you ask them, hey, why do you like this kid?
Right.
I mean, right? You just come out and ask them. Mark is here. Mark says, if you don't like the child's behavior, then send him home. Your house, your rules. If he cannot abide by them, then he leaves, and you should make that perfectly clear to his mother.
I think it's very interesting, though, because moms specifically, always have an inkling when a friend of yours isn't a good friend to you or a good person in general.
100%. You know, parents know what a bad egg looks like and smells like.
My mom always would tell me when she didn't like someone or when she didn't like the way they were treating me. And I was like, you're wrong. She was never wrong. Eventually, everything in the dark comes to light, which we know, but it's important to get ahead of this for your daughter's sake, not even for the sake of this kid, of like teaching him a lesson, because it's not your job to teach him a lesson. You're not his parent.
No, if this came in from Kathleen, if you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential, she is not a fan of her daughter's best friend, 9-year-old boy, incredibly rude, doesn't understand social cues, walking into Kathleen's bedroom, where's your husband? You know, and it's a complicated situation.
Right.
That's not a conversation you want to have with a 9-year-old.
Nor should you have to.
No, of course not. Making a lot of sexual jokes, but Kathleen feels like she's in a corner right now because this kid's mom potentially could lose her house, be evicted. She's going through a really tough time, and she feels like she's just doing her a favor by, I don't know, watching her
after
kid.
The child.
A couple hours each week. I don't know how long. Maria says, sorry, this kid's mom is going through such a tough time. But honestly, if he is being this rude and that much of a pain in the butt, then call the mom.
Yeah.
Tell her that her kid is a total blank and she needs to pick him up.
This person says, clearly this child has autism or is on the spectrum. Be patient with him and set boundaries for being in your house. Well, it's not
you don't know
super
that.
Clear.
How it's do you know that?
That's not the clearest, but they're like,
not
clearly,
that clear.
Study show. I'm like, wait, what?
We can't just assume the kid's autistic.
Right. Like,
is it a possibility? Sure.
Let's say it's a possibility. Let's rephrase that. Let's say maybe the kid is on the spectrum or has autism. Let's not say clearly. We're not going to do that. This person says, asking why questions that are socially inappropriate to neurotypical people is a cornerstone for autism symptom. This is another texter saying this.
Well, listen, don't you feel like this kid's mom would have brought that to her attention if that was the case?
Well, going back to what she said about being so busy and being so under stress, maybe she doesn't know. And maybe she's overlooked it due to all the other factors in her life, which very well could have happened.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, the kid's only 9. It's not like he's 40 and she's like, oh, I don't know.
Adam, not really sure at what age how this works. Courtney says, my daughter had a friend that was just wild. She would just randomly open drinks and snacks, run around like crazy with no regard for anything. And then she jumped over our loft railing onto the couch downstairs, which was the last straw. I called the mom and told her to come pick up her daughter immediately, and she would no longer be invited back to her house. If she had missed the couch, likely would have broke her leg or her neck.
And there's a lawsuit.
There you go. It sounds like this kid's mom has it really bad right now. If you can just put up with the kid for 2 hours every once in a while, then just do it. Because those 2 hours to that mom and her getting away from her son to clear her mind probably means the world to her.
But also it's like, you what? So every time the kid leaves, you have to like sit your daughter down and be like, so the way he spoke was inappropriate and you're not going to speak that way. She's like, and then I can just see her coming back, the child coming back and be like, well, if he can do it, why can't I? You know what I mean? I don't know. It just creates a weird dynamic.
When I was a kid, I had a female math tutor, and I'd go to her house. And this tutor had a 8-year-old daughter, and this 8-year-old daughter had an 8-year-old best friend who was a boy. And while I was getting tutored, she left the table to go downstairs, and something happened where this boy and girl were in the basement showing each other their private parts. While
you
I'm
were
getting,
there?
I was getting tutored.
Oh, my God.
I was like 11.
Oh, my God.
It was really odd.
It was really stuck with me.
Yes, it stuck with me. But I remember her just like, we got to call your mom to come pick you up because I got to deal with this situation right now.
That's insane.
And it just, the reason why this triggered me is because this kid, this boy, it sounds like everything that Kathleen is talking about is reminding me of this situation.
Yeah.
He had a lot of issues. Yeah. It was very inappropriate. Rachel says, this is pretty simple. The problem is this woman doesn't want to come off as the bad guy. And I would communicate with mom and lay out the behavior that you find uncomfortable and inform her that it may be best to just not do the play dates at this time. I mean, you have a couple options here, Kathleen. You either deal with it or you call the mom and be like, hey, this is what's going on. You know, have you had your son tested? Right. Is there anything you know?
You also have to phrase that extremely delicately.
Yeah.
Because we can't assume and we can't point fingers.
Yeah, you probably don't want to call and be like, has your son been tested?
Right. Is your son on the spectrum? That's extremely offensive. I think we need to delicately put it in a way of, hey, we've had some behavioral instances here.
Sure.
And also, you know, frame it in a way of your own situation, whether it be an experience that you've had with your own child or somebody's child that you do know of. Hey, this has happened in the past with X, Y, and Z, and this is what the outcome was. I'm wondering if it's a similar situation. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. Just so she knows what she's dealing with.
Yeah. And then I'll go over to Tommy really quick that says, I don't think a 9-year-old is expected to understand your family dynamics with regards to the father. That's a little much to expect a kid to understand. And I think there's a lot of misplaced anger hitting this kid because of this. Just don't invite him back if he's annoying. All right. Okay. Thanks.
Not you just sweeping under the rug. Like there's no worry. Not you just completely displacing a child. Okay.
I'm going to put you in an Uber, send you home back to your mom.
Uber kid. And then the last person says, regardless of whether he's on the spectrum or not, I'm worried where he's learning the sexual jokes from. That is true as well.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
That is true as well. That's a whole other layer. We don't have time to get into all that.
No. Kathleen. He has the internet. Somebody messaged in, Kathleen, that said they can offer you some help and left their contact here. I don't know what type of help, but I'll send you the number.
Just I had some help.
Ask some questions, though, when you call them. Thank you guys for all the messages. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Need a boost to your morning? Listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98 PXY.